Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh my God, may I remind people that I believe we still live in a place where a woman is allowed to express her opinion if she wants to. There are some that are suggesting that it was wildly irresponsible to put that previous caller on the phone who was a healthcare worker and wanted to express her opinion. What are we supposed to do? Danielle, what should we do? Not take any calls? Not allow people to express their opinion?
Just shut everything down. Shut the phones down. Shut the internet down. Shut everything down. Just cancel life.
30 to 40 times as deadly as the 2009 H1N1.
I mean, Greg, are you supposed to then in turn, in the sake of either fairness or equal time, put on a healthcare worker from somewhere out of state, perhaps like New Jersey, we'll say, who has been on the front lines of it and will then put the fear of God in everyone, which they would be entitled to?
Of course. I think everybody should maintain the attitude that it's good to discuss things. It's good to look at the other side of things from time to time. And it's certainly, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't think that what we're going through is a really, really difficult thing. I mean, I think
you are misguided on that, Greg. There are a lot of Americans right now who think this is a hoax or think this is just done to get Trump, prevent him from being reelected.
I think that's ridiculous.
I talked to my parents. They're in Florida. I am genuinely concerned about them because they're older. There's a lot of people down there. We got all the spring breakers. It's being spread like crazy. They think I'm a maniac. They're wondering why the beaches are closed, why they can't go out to dinner. They're still enraged with their head in the sand.
First of all, this started in China. So to believe that it is targeted at anything politically is ridiculous. Has it been interesting to speculate about the fact that the only level 4 bio facility in the world is in Wuhan? Yes. Do I take Dr. Boney at his word? Not in this interview, but the previous interview where he said that epidemiologists have determined that the disease started not in a lab, but started at the wet market or with bats that were at the wet market. So, I think that's the speculation, the conspiracy theory stuff is ridiculous. But I don't, if there's a woman who is working in the healthcare industry who wants to call and express her opinion that people may be somehow panicking needlessly, I think it's okay for her to express that opinion.
To convey some reassurance from the front line of being in a medical facility or a hospital is comforting. That is comforting. But I don't think we should say or see that as an all clear and then let our guard down. Because, frankly, I mean, Greg, look, they'll talk about certain states. There's 40 to 70% chance that, three quarters of the population is going to catch it, or, X number of tens of millions of people are going to get it. Would you rather? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd rather not get it and just try it. Like, I'd rather stay as far away from it as I possibly can.
Well, did Lisa say what she did specifically within the healthcare field?
She did not.
Yeah, she's a valet.
more people have died from the flu.
No,
and she works at the Old Bone Pie.
No, she could work in
medical billing and work in the medical field. You might not have the upfront knowledge that a nurse or a doctor might have.
And she
That's
told
all
me off,
it depends.
She told me off the air to just put ice on it if I got the coronavirus.
Put some Windex.
This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Greg.
What's happening, Sean?
All I want to do is break up this whole thing and say Danielle is lovely.
Ooh. Thank you, my love.
You know, she's home alone. She's
stay home.
My dream
stay
life.
Home, stay safe.
Maybe you
my
could,
dream life.
Maybe you could bring some food over.
Nope, I get plenty. I don't need anything, thanks.
Do you get Uber Eats or any of that, or are you staying away from that kind of thing?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't get that stuff. Because I have plenty of stuff here, and I don't need to come into contact with anybody.
And this is absolutely idiotic. We just got a picture sent to us right now from the RMV, I don't know which one, with lines around the corner. I just tweeted it with the Greg Hill Show account, of people right next to each other doing government business this morning while Jeff's restaurant is shut down.
Here's a 617 text. I can't believe I'm reading this, but it says, F opinions. You have a responsibility on the public airways to not endanger people with misinformation. Facts over ignorance.
Amen, 617. Facts over ignorance. That's Wiggy's t-shirt tomorrow.
But he's going to spell it F-A-X.
But Danielle, you know, you're being, I assume you're not being serious. Like, you don't think we should eliminate all phone calls in which people want to express their opinion, do you?
I don't, but I think we do need to make a very clear differentiation between what is opinion and what they're, I think it's helpful if people tell us what they're basing it on. Instead of like, I heard that blah, 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 the other thing, tell us you read an article, cite the article. Tell us that you work at a certain facility. In what capacity? Like, give us a little bit more so we can understand why you have the opinion that you do. Because as this thing goes further and further, we in the media have a very serious responsibility to people to provide correct and factual information. And while it's not coming from us, it's coming from a caller. And obviously, we want to keep things light. We want to keep people laughing. We want to still have fun. The information that we're taking in that's coming across the airwaves, we have a duty to make sure that people know what the difference is here between someone saying something that's a fact and someone saying what's their opinion.
We are not, I think that most of us are able to differentiate between expert opinion and opinions of other Americans.
That shows you're not on Facebook.
We are not Joe Exotic. I mean, I think we're
Americans.
I think we're able to differentiate between the expert like Dr. Boney and what somebody is offering as their own opinion. Hello. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Joe?
On a different subject, I think you're way off base on that. People are taking information wherever they get it from nowadays. But my point is to that last caller, and, you know, the panic. People say people are panicking. And, you know, I was one who thought that in the beginning as well. But as we're moving forward to this, as we are starting to cocoon as a society, as sports franchises are shutting down, schools are shut down, COVID-19 signs are all over the highway. My radio station that used to say the artist in the song that is playing now says we are all in this together, wash your hands. That is not people panicking. That is what is happening around the world right now. So I don't understand how people could call it panicking. I can say that we are reacting accordingly in some ways. Now, hoarding 10,000 rolls of toilet paper might be overdoing it, but we are merely reacting to what is put in front of our face right now. Greg, have you ever seen anything like this before where schools are shut down? I can't go to my local bar and have a beer. I can't go to my gym and work out. I can't go to a movie theater and watch a movie. So how is it that we are panicking? This is what's happening. This is our new reality.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I've been around for 53 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
So,
never.
So the White House is giving two-hour press conferences daily on a disease, on a sickness. When has this ever happened before in our lifetime? Never.
Only in a movie. Only in a movie or in a novel.
And Dr. Boney was pretty, you know, honest, I guess, and straightforward, saying that this is our generation's World War II, that we've never had to deal with, you know, actual pain and inequities going on in our world, and this is the World War II of our generation.
Yes. Yes. I think, though, that what some are reacting to is the response of people with regard to the situation that we're in, like the grocery hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we all just say to people, you don't need to buy at this point a month's supply of toilet paper or whatever, so that everybody else...
Those are the same people that come out and brag in at the end of August that they've gotten their Christmas shopping done.
Did you see the lady in Florida who was shaming the people who bought out the entire stock of toilet paper, napkins, and paper towels from the, I think it was a Dollar Tree down in Florida?
The response by the other people is gold.
We can go ahead and we can play that audio for you. But, I mean, it's like save some. It's cut six, Ken. If you could save some stuff for the people who really need it. It might not be you.
Hi. Look at this wonderful woman who just told me to go F myself and mind my own effing business, who just bought the entire store of paper towels, toilet paper. Oh, it's going to go viral. Too bad I didn't get her when she was freaking out and yelling at me.
Why didn't you put video inside the store? They sold it to me.
Yeah, I see that. This is what we get. What street corner should I go to buy it from you?
The one I'm the hooker on.
That you see right there, just when we need to embrace the idea of solidarity and working as a country towards a greater good, we get dollar store, the corner that you're a hooker on, gal. Come on. I mean, seriously, one of the best things you can have in your house, Greg, aside from like a thing of sanitizer and obviously lots and lots of tasty snacks would be
a chicken and a biscuit, crackers.
Basement full of Cheez-Its. That's my new Twitter handle at basement full of Cheez-Its. So everyone should have like at least a can of Lysol in your house because it's the best little thing just for garments, goods, cleaning surface, disinfecting, etc. There are people that
you can huff it in an emergency.
Oh God, it's
feeling,
so good.
If you're feeling really depressed,
just a paper bag of Lysol. Oh man, that's so good. But like. The fact that what do people think? They're going to be able to build like a jet out of like all their Lysol cans? There are people that have like 50 and 100 cans. Save some for people who need it, who have people coming in and out of their house. God.
Folks losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those people wanted to buy 522 cans of Mountain Dew.
552 cans of Mountain Dew.
But this is an interesting say that I'm playing the fence and flip-flopping. You don't want to be told where you can hang out and what you can do, right, Greg?
No, I am following the guideline, which is I think that if the experts say restaurants should close, bars should close, close them. If they say it's okay to get together with 10 people or less, then
10 Americans.
Then I'm going to get together with 10 Americans or less. Why does it bother you that I say Americans, Danielle?
Because it feels like you're pulling this like hardo post 9/11 stance can an American not go to a bar and enjoy a libation?
The country was attacked on September 11th, 2001. And the country did a great job, I think, of coming together and recovering from that. And I hope that that's what's going to happen now.
And you're
people are not acting like
But Curtis, I'm okay. Whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do.
So, but isn't it an American freedom to go and get 500 Mountain Dews or 500 things of toilet paper?
Yeah,
I guess, is that different?
I guess it is. I guess you're right.
You're tell me how to grocery shop now, Greg?
If you want to go buy out all of the Mountain Dew and the toilet paper and the chicken and a biscuit in a grocery store.
You think Max Lane had a salad for lunch? He had Mountain Dew.
I guess you have the right to do it if you want.
If Max Lane wants to swim in the congressional pool, he can.
All right. Legitimate question. This was not one I felt was suited to Dr. Boney, but okay, so obviously supporting local hospitality, restaurants, etc., Greg, you want to get takeout, right? At least try to funnel some money their way.
Yes.
Who could let us know what are the best practices for when you get takeout? Now, I've heard like have them drop it on the door, have the drone fly it in, have them chuck it to you 50 feet away, you know, throw the container away curbside. What are the good practices?
I got takeout last night, chicken parm. I gave a little elbow dap to my man Massimo over at Aria, and boom, you know, you're, I mean, isn't that
did
all right?
Did you tip?
I did.
Good.
Cash
transaction. Give 100% tip, Danielle.
Nice. Good on you.
You're awesome.
Stunner. You didn't cook. Jeez.
100. I was out of food. I ate everything.
He was making hummus.
The day. I ate everything while I was watching Tiger King. Ken. I went through all my snacks and six episodes of Tiger King.
Mindless. Now, is that binge watch binge eating or is that
it's
stress
both.
Eating?
Yeah, stress, okay. Stress binge eating.
Stress binge
all eating. Right, we got to get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Here's a little nugget from Albert Breer as to how excited Tom Brady is to join his new buddies in Tampa. Oh, he'll be there for OTAs if they happen. He missed those the last 2 years in New England.
Oh.
Very interesting. Also very curious. I don't know if you heard any of the Fitzy show on Saturday.
I did. Yes.
Assassinating Brady by saying...
Assassinating Brady. You want to talk about twisting words,
I mean,
Dr. Longstick.
Well, you went through a litany of things that are plaguing him. He had tennis elbow, according to Fitzy. His
chronic
knee is
tendonitis
bad.
In his elbow, yes.
He's declined.
He's the greatest quarterback ever. He's got a bad... he's got an elbow that hurts. Yes, go ahead, Ken.
The smear campaign has continued.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Bob Holler incarnate here.
What did you find to be the most interesting thing in the Wickersham piece on ESPN.com over the weekend? I personally, I felt like the fact that Tom Brady said essentially after losing that Super Bowl to the Eagles that the was it to the Eagles?
Yeah, yes. Super Bowl 52.
That he told people that he was done and was not coming back. He was
deeply dissatisfied per Seth Wickersham following that loss, where his offense had put up 613 yards, not a single punt,
not a single punt,
and Malcolm Butler was nowhere to be found the entire night.
Well, but you know, if he was so dissatisfied, then why go back to the table with the Patriots and have a negotiation last summer in hopes of getting the security, comfort, and commitment
so
that Tampa Bay gave him?
You don't buy that he was telling people in the building? They said he told people in the building that he was done, that was it.
Do you ever have an argument with somebody that you're in some sort of a long-term relationship with and say, I'm done, that's it, I'm
done,
never talking to you again?
And then you're back again.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Which is bizarre, though. That if that's true, that was before he agreed to a deal that had $5 million in incentives that he'd ever reached. So it's just bizarre. Anyway, a lot of articles about Brady over the weekend. Ben Volen had one speculating Edelman could be the next to move, or Stephon Gilmore if they want to really shed some cap. See if that happens. Brian Hoyer is back, though. That's the big news. Fitzy is all in on Hoyer v. Stidham, the big quarterback competition. And here was Stidham talking about Hoyer back in the day.
I can't speak highly enough about Brian. He really helped me, you know, a ton, especially when, you know, I first got here and got, you know, going to OTAs and minicamp and all that kind of stuff. You know, he was here every day for me and helping me in every way that he could. And
so we'll see if it's Stidham's job to lose or vice versa when they come in.
And there's a danger right now, Greg, that if you say anything positive about A, the Patriots, or B, Jared Stidham, that you've been debriefed, that you're supposed to still be in such Patriot mourning over Tom Brady leaving, that you can't think that they're going to win a game in the next 5 years.
You don't have to rip Brady and say a tennis elbow. That's the other end of it.
Oh, Ken.
And Canada is out of the Olympics, and you think they're done? I mean, that's...
Yes.
There's no way,
I think the Olympics have to be...
push back
postpone
a year?
Postpone, maybe? What, a full year pushback?
Yep.
They have to. They were talking about moving it. Like, but where would you move it?
The Great Pacific Garbage Island.
Boston.
Austin?
Yeah.
And the Jacobs family finally stepped up with a $1.5 million fund for the TD Garden employees when and if the six remaining regular season games are shut down. See when that happens. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. Till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to..."
Well, we haven't even had a chance to do a proper audio eulogy for Kenny Rogers, because obviously the events of the day have dominated this morning when it comes to Corona, and rightly so, probably. But how sad were you that that Kenny Rogers passed away, 81 years old on a Friday night?
Too young. American legend. Kenny Rogers was like that's comfort music, right?
Hit machine, by the way.
Absolutely.
Absolute hit machine. You can go. Are we ready? You want to do a quick audio eulogy, Ken? Do we have time?
Sure.
Let's go back to his first band, The First Edition, and this classic right here. Remember this one? If you're not 53 like me, you might not.
Oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Now I have to watch The Big Lebowski for lunch.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. They had another big hit too with Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, which I think was a song that was written about a Vietnam War veteran who had come back, if I remember correctly.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
Don't take your love to town. Do you think the guy made more money making hit records or with the Kenny Rogers Roasters chicken franchises? What's your guess? Or acting?
Oh, definitely not acting. Yeah. I was just reviewing the IMDb, Greg, and I know I name-checked the movie Six Pack earlier.
Yeah.
That was the only Kenny Rogers vehicle. After that, it was all The Gambler, a TV movie, and The Gambler Returns.
I think they did a couple Gambler TV films.
Three or four.
I think there may have been three or four of them.
He did the song from Caddyshack, right? That's a great song.
No, that was Kenny.
That's Kenny Loggins, you buffoon.
Well, no, get out of here.
What is wrong with you?
An idiot.
So what is wrong with you, Ken Lair?
That's a great song, though.
I'm supposed to be the moron with music.
What about Lucille? That's another great one.
bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. Sat there beside me, he had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said,
is it okay to sing?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 400 children and a crop in the field.
Yeah, I mean, Lucille left when the crops were in the fields. Oh. You never do that to somebody.
No, you never leave when the crops are in the field.
Kenny married five times.
That's all?
Yes, each one.
Kenny Loggins or Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers. Each one lasting longer than the previous one.
Oh, so,
got better
nice.
With age. He was improving upon it.
So he didn't pull a Liz Taylor and remarry Larry Fortensky?
No. His constant companion was his pet goat named Smitty.
Aww.
Constant companion was his pet goat.
I'm so glad he didn't have a horse named Wildfire. I'm so glad.
That Top Gun song was good, too.
A lot of hints. And what about Lady? We can't do this audio eulogy without a little bit of Lady. Not Brady, Nick, but Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor.
And I love you.
You have made me what I am, and I am yours.
Oh, one of the good things about being stuck at home during this time is that you can get to listen to some new music and or rediscover stuff that you haven't listened to in a long time.
I was going
to
say, isn't there a lot of reconnecting to stuff that you hadn't done in a long time, like books, music, or people?
Eating.
Comfort eating.
So much. Hey, speaking of eating, I have bad news for anybody that gets COVID-19. According to TMZ Sports, Rudy Gobert says that he has lost the sense of smell and taste since contracting the virus.
Really? I had just read that this morning, that losing your sense of smell gets dulled big time after having COVID-19.
Really? Debbie Mazar, the actress, tested positive for it, and her husband actually posted either last night or this morning that he's like this big Italian cook guy, and he posted that that she couldn't taste anything.
Huh. And good news for Mutt, you also lose your sense of hearing.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, listen, the only thing that I thought that I had read over the weekend that I thought made a lot of sense was an article about what they're doing in Denmark about hoarding. And basically, if you buy an object that people are hoarding, say hand sanitizer, paper, whatever, toilet paper, the first item is regular price. If you want to buy a second one, the price goes up like tenfold.
Ooh, surge pricing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I thought that made a lot of sense. I wish they'd adopt something like that around here, because that part's a little frustrating.
Could they not limit the amount of products that you're buying that
are should be doing.
Things that everybody wants to buy? I mean, you know, if you want to buy toilet paper, you should be limited to one package of toilet paper or one thing of
like three
Clorox
things of coffee. Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. One Lysol, but don't tell me how many Mountain Dews or Take Five candy bars I can get. I got to stress eat those every day.
All right. Can I get one more Kenny song in on the audio eulogy? Or are we up against the clock, Ken? Are we all right?
It's always time for one more Kenny Rogers.
Let's do one more. This was also a TV movie, by the way. Coward of the County. Great song.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county. He
It never stood one single time to prove the counter wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yella. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
All right, well, that's an audio eulogy for the late Kenny Rogers, and it took longer than some thought when I came over here in August, but this is officially now Country 93.7.
There it is.
More Kenny coming up, and the crossover is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love listening to country music.
You are listening to the new Country 93.7, Austin's new home for George Strait fans.
Hey, that would be Rich, by the way. Wiggy gets suddenly starts getting all kinds of work, and then we go country.
Well,
how great would that be?
Listen, I'm planning for my future anyways. Corona's got me seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh-huh, yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Same as it always, you know, basically spent 23 hours a day in the hole and had one hour for coming out.
Yeah. Did you go outside? Or like is...
No, I'm not allowed to go in the yard yet.
You can't go out in the yard yet?
Yeah, I'm still...
Who's got that restriction in place? Is that Mrs. Wiggins?
No, that's
Ken?
Whole country.
The whole...
I feel like I'm in prison. They threw me in the hole.
You're playing a different version of Grand Theft Auto than I am, I think.
No, I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare with the kids.
Yeah.
That's
heartwarming.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, that's what it is. That's what we do in our household, Curtis, unlike the Curtis household.
Well, Curtis, it's...
Where you get yelled at every 5 minutes.
Kids gather around the urban chaos as we fight our way out of a city on fire.
And I watched the movie The Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So...
Was it good?
It was good. I liked it.
You gotta watch. Do me a favor and watch Tiger King. Is that our Netflix and quarantine assignment for today?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I started watching on Netflix?
I have no idea.
Containment.
Oh, yeah, Containment. It's good.
But it's a series, though, the one I saw.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. Isn't there
Contagion,
a movie?
Contagion, you mean?
No, Contagion. This one's Containment. It's like a series based in Atlanta from... maybe it might be like 2016 or something like that.
Just do me a favor. When you get home this afternoon, mm-hmm. watch The Tiger King.
There's the Tiger King?
7 episodes. Mm-hmm.
Is that guy who's
Joe Exotic?
Okay,
the guy who had the massive zoo in Oklahoma and his battle with one particular woman and others. You will You'll never. Okay. You'll never.
I'll try to watch the first.
It'll change your life. It's life changing.
Can I go out on a limb and just posture that Oklahoma is officially the Florida of the Midwest?
Yes. Okay. Based on when you see Joe Exotic, yes, you will feel.
I feel like Oklahoma governs itself by a different set of rules.
I mean, all Curtis does, back to what you were talking about, is stare out his window and watching people having fun going to house parties in South Boston.
Yeah, one day I'll get invited, and then I'll have a tough decision to make.
Well, you didn't even have to leave. You could have just logged on and followed D-Nice, because D-Nice had the DJ went viral. I guess he had some party on Instagram Live, and Michelle Obama and a whole bunch of people were in there. So.
Oh, they were participating in it virally.
Yeah, this was like Saturday night. It went all over it. Social media.
What happens What happens at the end of the night at the viral club? I guess nobody goes home. Do people move?
No, Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute show up to eat the sushi. That's what happens at the end of the virtual party.
No hookups.
I mean, I guess they could.
You could have a FaceTime hookup.
Right, they could have a FaceTime hookup.
That's true.
At a club called Chat Room.
Yes, the password is password.
But don't do chat. Yes, but don't do chat roulette.
Well, you know, it's been big on social media. I don't know if you've kind of seen the, I guess he was a porn star dude, this real big muscular dude. He's sitting on the edge of a bed, and it's all over social media. Anytime you click any type of coronavirus, it's a picture of him. That's been all over social media.
I haven't
media.
Seen that.
Oh, so what you'll love it? The picture, Greg. I like to call it 16 inches hanging.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, you've
seen when everybody says the president has tested positive for their corona.
Well, now they're doing all types of stuff with it. Yeah.
Did you see the one where someone holds it up on a phone over a Keurig?
I seen the one where somebody's holding the phone and they're showing all these military things on the back of a train.
Did you ever see the Whitney Houston one, Wiggy?
No, I haven't seen it.
Where she's singing, I Will Always Love You. I'll send it to you. It's probably, out of these types of content, this type of content, I think it's the best one I've ever seen.
You know what's funny is the dude, they've been making all these things, and I guess the guy passed away, whoever this actor or the porn actor was, he passed away in maybe 2016. But the guy who took the picture of him that they're using, I guess he's trying to say,
you can't use it.
Copyright.
Yeah, I guess he wants, say, all right, you can use it, but, you got to give me some cash for this photo because it's everywhere.
The other guy, did that guy pass away from circulatory issues? Blood rush to that place.
No, I think he had a massive heart attack.
Understandably so, I hate to say it.
Greg, tomorrow morning at 6, will we be under a statewide lockdown?
Probably. I don't believe so.
Aren't we already under one?
No.
No.
No?
We're under suggestions.
And that's the problem. Nobody knows.
Right. Hey, I mean, but nobody really goes anywhere. Mm-hmm. Nothing's open. Besides the grocery store.
Places.
I mean, people might be still going to a beach or going out or something like that. So maybe you're saying you don't even want people on the streets.
That's what Danielle and Ken want. How would you control it?
Right. You'd
National
have to arrest
Guard.
People.
I don't know.
Huh?
National Guard. They've been
shooting people?
Shooting people.
All of a sudden, we're not just going to have target practice. Well, no, this is the most dangerous game.
You would have to arrest people. If you saw anybody outside, you'd have to arrest them.
Billy Club era comes back. Big stick.
Yeah. I mean,
I've seen that happen.
You're going to go from a transition talking about that photo to using big stick, Ken?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so what about, you don't want people to be able to go get takeout or go to a park or walk their dogs or any of that?
That's not what a lockdown is. The states that have locked down are allowing
those. Why is it called a lockdown
then? Because all non-essential business is closed. Right now, that's not the case in Massachusetts. Construction workers are still showing up, as we've discussed earlier. It's totally random and capricious.
Yeah, so if you did a lockdown, then that would mean everything would be shut down. So there would be no, McDonald's would be closed.
No,
there'd be no
essential employees would be allowed to come.
So McDonald's is essential employees?
Yeah, I mean, it's delivery.
Have you not had a McGriddle recently?
See, that don't make sense, though. That doesn't make sense. You're going to say...
So you would allow the restaurants to remain open?
Yeah. All the other states have. I mean, it's for delivery only.
No,
for takeout
only.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants. So California right now, Greg, they announced overnight that all hiking trails, parks, also now closed. Because too many people were going out and they were having I understand that we're all supposed to be sheltering in place, but how about this game of Ultimate Frisbee?
But if...
we're going to be so fat.
And in Florida, all libraries remain open and empty.
So,
Curtis from the top rope.
So if it was, so you're saying restaurants would only be able to deliver. That's what you're saying, Ken?
Right, which is what's happening in Massachusetts now. That's
no,
fine.
It's not. You can go walk into a place and get takeout.
Let me specify what California is doing, what they, so we can have a frame of reference here. So California, stay-at-home order, they have said that the following services are considered to be essential. Gas stations, pharmacies, banks, laundromats, and then things under the food category are listed. Grocery stores, farmers markets, food banks, convenience stores, takeout and delivery restaurants. So the restaurants seem to be exempt.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a good night right there. Why is the laundromat essential?
Because well, not everybody. A lot of people don't have in-home laundry.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
God, Greg, so bougie.
We all don't have.
Seriously.
I mean, there was a time when a lot of people.
And you know,
gotta get quarters.
And you know, Jerome, if you feel like you have the corona when you go to a laundromat, you just open up the dryer or you throw yourself in there for 2 minutes and then you just heat it right up.
Most laundromats are in the hood, and the corona never hits the hood.
I mean, so essentially, we have. This is what you guys don't understand. We have the same thing that California has. It's just voluntary.
Correct.
And the problem is the people that aren't taking it seriously are ruining it for the people that because it's prolonging
it. Do you know a lot of people that aren't taking it seriously?
I can see it in stuff that's posted all over social media.
Like what?
People going out, going to places, going to the big box stores that are full of people.
Yeah, but that would be the grocery stores, right?
I'm not talking about groceries. I'm talking about places like Home Depot and stuff.
Guys, check our feed. That RMV photo from this morning, there's like 500 people all like 2 feet away from
where?
Each other. Standing outside an RMV, it's on the ground.
That's the Department of Motor Vehicles. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We saw that last week. You know, And why can't they do stuff online? But if you're
didn't the governor say they're moving to everything online with the registry?
Yeah, by 2022.
Well, I was at I went to a Best Buy on Saturday. And what they were doing there, and I don't, because that's why when you said Home Depot, I don't know where these are, but they basically said, okay, what do you need to get when you got to the door? Know exactly what you got to get. They brought you in with the person. He took you to where you had to go and grab what you had to do and get the hell out of there. There was no, and then the guy told me the next day they weren't even going to do that. It was just like you needed to call, get your whatever you was
place
you
the
want,
order
and they'll drive it. Yeah, and they'll have it at the curb for you to pick it up.
Like, Greg, if you want, like, let's say you need a little, you want to make yourself a little quarantine Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Easy way to do it as opposed to, you know, even though you want to support your local packy, you could use a service like Drizzly or something like that and have them do like a little delivery service and you can put a nice tip in to make
but
sure
that. But doesn't that like kind
of. Do they have Luxardo cherries? Because otherwise it's going to be a disaster.
Yes, they do. Boom sauce and Luxardo.
But doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? Because my wife she's really kind of iffy about this. If you have delivery services, how do we know where these people have been that are touching your, you know, whether it's your food, whether it's your drinks or whatever? Yeah. How do we know
wipe
where they.
Down.
Yeah. Seriously.
No, I'm not. No, wrong.
No. So if you're kind of locking everything down, doesn't everything need to be locked down? Even delivery services.
It should be, everything is locked.
Well, you wipe
down
your food when you get it.
So you wipe down your
the
burger.
With some alcohol. Not the burger. It's not a package, you idiot.
Yeah, but somebody has to make it. Right. Somebody has to make it. Right. So you're assuming that So you're assuming when they're making your food, they're wearing gloves.
You're going to cook the food or you're just going to eat
it? No, a delivery, like if you ordered from the pizza shop.
Like a Burger King.
You just said keep restaurants, or Danielle said some restaurants are open. So if you ordered from a pizza shop on your corner, when you got your pizza, somebody was making the dough.
You're taking a risk.
Oh, great. Now I have to touch the pizza for lunch.
No,
is Town Spa still open? I hope Town Spa is still open.
I made sure on my final trip last week to the grocery store, looking like somebody from the game Fallout, I bought lots of bar pizzas for my fridge so I could have a Town Spa experience every night at the homestead, Gregory.
When's this thing over, man?
Bar pizza.
It's going to be a long time.
When's Corona over?
It's going to be a long time.
You said it was going to fizzle.
Man, listen, I understand, you know, we all are concerned about the people over 60. I heard Dr. What's his name? Boney. Say it today.
What's his name?
Dr. Boney, right?
Dr. Boney.
I heard him say it today, you know, that people that are over 60 and, you know, older. But I heard him talk about the fatality death rate for people under that age. And also, just be careful.
Be careful. You got to be careful. Yeah. Now, did you watch any of the Tom Brady tribute yesterday?
No, I'm out on the Pats. Yeah, I'm out on the Pats.
You're out on the Pats.
Yeah, every time I see on social media, I see Brady is actually a Buccaneer. I'm like,
Never mind the snowball. I forgot you had a huge catch in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you know what, Greg? That's kind of what happens when they call your number.
I know. When they call your number, and you step right up.
I'm out. I just can't. I can't believe it. It's like, for me, it's not real that he's actually going to be playing in for another team next year. That we have.
He's excited about it. He's calling the guys.
He's going to OTAs.
He's going to OTAs. He's a new man, Tom Brady.
Which has to say to you that he just needed a break from Belichick.
Yes, of course.
He just needed to get out from under that relationship. Had just run its course. It's just as simple.
It just ran its course.
It just ran its course, Curtis.
Listen, this is an opinion I offer. Curtis and I were talking earlier. If you're Tom Brady and you get a chance to, you can survey the landscape.
That run its course. How do you let the greatest quarterback coach? Listen, somebody's got to step back and go, okay, you know what? Let me be cooler head in this situation, because what we got going on is too good. See this man playing for another team next year, I don't know how I can stomach it.
Let me give you an analogy, okay? Mm-hmm. Reason, their mother-in-law. Father-in-law,
okay.
God. The situation just becomes untenable, and you have to move on.
You got briefed as well.
You still love the person,
right?
Briefed. That was Robert Kraft talking about Bill Belichick, correct?
He already relayed that. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Which channel was he on this weekend, Greg? Talking about this?
Well, he can't go outside. He's okay. Mr. Kraft can't be.
I mean, how is he able to purchase those ads together in the Tampa Bay Times?
Are you done with the analogy, or is that it?
It's not my analogy. Okay. That was his analogy.
They fell out of love, but now I gotta see this person that I love, that I watch. Now I gotta watch her getting beat down by Wesley Pipes in my face.
Wesley Pipes. You know what? This has just been 20 minutes to you getting a chance to say Wesley Pipes.
Or like the dude that's been going around viral is now enjoying the person that I've loved for all these years, and I'm just supposed to sit there and be happy with that?
I think I feel like you're watching things other than Call of Duty
while you're at home.
That was said during Daily.
Disappear for like 10 or 15 minutes at home out to the garage?
It's too crowded.
It's
too crowded.
Does Mrs. Wiggins wonder where's Jerome?
It's too crowded now. Right. But that's the thing. If you love somebody so much, you should want to see them with somebody else.
Well, that's what happened to Mr. Kraft. Tom Brady,
he should have stepped in. He should have stepped in and put his foot down.
Step in or schmep in. If you're Tom Brady, just to give him a little credit as to how he may have made his decision. Mm-hmm. If you can throw to Matt Lacoste, Mohamed Sanu, and Julian Edelman versus throwing to Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin.
DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs were both
on the market
before Brady signed. Right. So if you sign DeAndre Hopkins, maybe that's Brady goes, oh, okay. But I don't think people realize, because we're stuck in Coronaville now.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that come September – you're going to see Brady playing quarterback for another team.
Is there going to be football in September?
50-50. That's who knows.
I mean, what do you think? Is 60-40. It 50?
What? 60-40 tops.
60-40?
60-40. Greg, I mean, if they can't even do OTAs, I mean, they'll be lucky if they get to the preseason at this point.
So we're going to be in lockdown basically for another year.
Yeah.
Because if you can't have football, that means you're telling me, or you can't have any other sports, you're telling me you can't have social gatherings.
No.
So if you can't have social gatherings, then they don't want you going outside.
What is an American to do?
Jesus.
All right. Well, we got to go.
America. F yeah.
It's you and Dale.
And Rich.
And Rich. Everybody's here. Everybody's
no.
Okay.
Dale's at the house. Dale's in quarantine.
Rich is here.
Rich is here.
Okay. All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.